This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio waves. You can take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. You do need the Google. You need the Discord app, which is a free app that you can run on your Android, you can run on iOS, and or whatever laptop slash desktop computer you might have that got cross-platform. It's available for all those things. DiscordApp.com is where you can download it, and then join discord.lrn.fm once you get your account created, and you'll be good to go. In fact, there were a lot of people hanging out in the Discord voice chat last night, which was particularly entertaining. You and I were both in there for some amount of time, Vincent. And it is Ian and Vincent with you. Vincent, it's been a while, actually, since you've been a co-host here on Free Talk Live. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back. And you read my mind. I wasn't saying anything until the delay was fully charged, because it has been a while.
because normally you do an internet show on LRN.FM, which is called Questioning Authority, on Saturday nights. And so did somebody order some sandwiches here? Because...
Thank you for the plug.
I mean, because I didn't.
Well, I'll take them.
We've got a delivery man here who's just showed up. Thanks, dude. got the wrong house.
We gotta get close. Better. We gotta get better security here. I mean, he could have been having like bombs or guns and that thing.
So yeah, you can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live, and you can, of course, take control of the airwaves, but there are some words you're not supposed to say on those airwaves.
There's seven of them, I hear.
At least. You know, there's not actually a list. The FCC never really publishes any kind of list of these are the words you're not supposed to say.
They'll know it when they hear it.
But, yeah, exactly. And they do generally have to respond to complaints, so there is that. Although in some towns and cities in the United States, like Myrtle Beach, I've actually had this story in my show prep for a little while, and this seems like an appropriate time to bring it up. According to WPDE out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, now if you use profanity in the streets of Myrtle Beach, you could be arrested and charged under the city's disorderly conduct law. According to PDE, Americans have freedom of speech, but police in Myrtle Beach want you to watch your mouth. Bad words could cost you more than just a slap on the wrist. In the city, you could face a fine or even jail time. Profane language, they say, falls under the city's disorderly conduct offense. Myrtle Beach spokesbureaucrat Mark Krua says it's not about the money. It's about making sure that people do not get out of hand and keeping the peace. The court makes the ultimate decision, but it could cost you up to $500 and or 30 days in jail.
Talk about a curse jar.
That's where you put money in if you say a bad word, yeah. Like if you're in a contest with somebody to not say bad words.
I've always understood it as like it's a household. If they have children or just trying not to, they just put money in a curse jar. And you're going to spend it anyways, but it goes to like a vacation or something.
Unless you curse, and then what happens to the money? Then it goes to back to the person who put it in there? Only if you curse, you put the money in the
jar. Like if, let's say, a family, they want to save up for like an ice cream day or pizza night or a vacation, they would use the money from the curse jar. So, I mean, I guess it's a good exercise. It's like a cute exercise in not using bad words.
Quote, if you utter what is essentially fighting words, words designed to provoke a violent reaction from somebody else, that's where you'll run afoul of this ordinance, explained Krua. The Sun News found the city issued almost 300 tickets last year for profane language. Brian Murphy, and by the way, apparently each ticket averaged about $77. So let's see, 300 times 77. That's a cool $23,000 in fines.
But it's not about the money, Ian.
No, it's not about the money. This is about teaching people a lesson in civility. We can't have people saying things, you know, with that whole freedom of speech thing. Brian Murphy, on behalf of the Myrtle Beach Police Department, issued the following statement, quote, a person would violate Ordinance 14-61B1 if he or she uses a language likely to provoke a violent reaction from another person. The ordinance lists several examples of the types of words which are unlawful. The penalty for conviction could include a fine and or jail time. We encourage everyone to avoid violating this ordinance by speaking to others with the same respect and kindness that he or she deserves.
Trying to turn a town into a kindergarten.
Now, what I'd like to know is, I do want to find out more about exactly what they mean here, because, you know, using the F word or the S word or, you know, words we can't say on the air here, well, there's a lot of circumstances where those aren't designed to provoke a violent response. So is it just like, I'm going to effing hurt you, that's what's banned?
Because
that's
you're
a threat.
Yeah, saying you're going to hurt someone is illegal anyways. I think
right.
they put
Or you're effing ugly or something like that? I mean, is that, what is it?
I suspect it's to avoid it if, like, let's say there's a cop walking by and someone drops, an anvil on their foot or something, and they, you know, they say a bad word, like, you know, Tom and Jerry stuff. I think it's just so that doesn't happen. Or if, like, you know, a cop is trying to get someone to stop resisting, he could yell, stop effing resisting, and, you know, hit the person a bunch of times, and they won't get in trouble with themselves.
Well, right, the cops are almost always exempt from the very ordinances that... they frequently are enforcing. I do have the ordinance actually pulled up here, so we'll see exactly, you know, what some of the claims are. But on its face, this is an unconstitutional, clearly, just absolutely wrong and unconstitutional ordinance.
Oh, a cop threatened me with that in Concord, and I just laughed in his face, and he walked
with arrest
away.
For profanity?
Well, not arrest. He said, it was during the 420 protest, and Rob from Vermont said it was at the gun control protest, and he said, "Oh, this is BS." And the cop is like, "Hey, you know, watch it, bud." And I was like, "He's like, you know, there's an ordinance again." And I said, "What?" I think it was decency or whatever they called it. And I said, "Well, hasn't that been like shut down in court a bunch of times?" He was like, "Yeah, but it also hasn't." And I said like some bad words behind him, and he didn't do anything.
According to this statute here, or this ordinance, it says it shall be unlawful for any person within the city limits to intentionally engage in any act or conduct inciting public disorder or breach of the peace in light of the surrounding circumstances of time, place, or nearness of other persons by making, uttering, or directing toward another person any lewd, obscene, or profane, or libelous expletive, or epithets, or fighting words, which as a matter of common knowledge when addressed to the ordinary citizen are inherently likely to provoke violent reactions, including but not limited to calls, threats, and invitations to immediately engage in physical violence, fisticuffs, duel, or personal combat.
I bet they added the lewd just to get the feminists on board.
But it does say here that anything that is, lewd, obscene, or profane. So it's not just about fighting words. It's about anything that they think would make someone want to fight you, which that's a fairly large range of things. I mean, because there's some violent people out there who they don't take it being insulted real kindly. And... this is essentially, is the heckler's veto the right example? There's a certain type of courtroom terminology for the heckler's veto. The idea that you shouldn't be able to say something because somebody's going to hurt you or somebody's going to do something violent in response to you, right? So the idea is if somebody hits you because you say, Vincent, I don't like your effing hair, it's really ugly, and you just take a swing at me because it's, you know, you took a lot of time to style your hair and, you know, you think it looks pretty nice and your girlfriend told you that it looks pretty nice, but I hurt your feelings, so you decide to take a swing at me and attack me over that, I'm sorry, but you're the one who's in the wrong.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, this is, here we are again, we're back to preschool. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. This is the way that adults are supposed to handle their conversations when somebody is instigating or attempting to instigate with you on the streets. The appropriate thing to do is to not escalate that situation into violence, but to de-escalate it. But instead here, what this ordinance does is it blames the speaker essentially for the actions of the supposed victim of the speech. Like, oh, well, if somebody's likely to get mad and attack you and violate the law, because that would be an actual battery against another human being, then you would get arrested as well, just for, simply for saying words that are, again, considered to be profane or epithets or libelous expletives. 855, 450, free. Unfortunately, ordinances like this have to usually get challenged in court before they'll get overturned, and most people, as you know, just pay up. It's free talk.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. you know, if you're actually in some sort of physical encounter with another human being, we were going to get into the definition between assault and battery here, based on a story out of Myrtle Beach, which they've apparently made it illegal to use profanity if the government determines that it was likely to incite someone to violence, is the claim. And we can continue with that here and talk about more if you'd like. Also, we'll go to your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Discord call-in lines are open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Vincent here. Also joining us, Michael Hampton. Hey, Michael.
Good evening.
It's good to have you back on here on Free Talk Live. I do want to let you know about Blink motion-activated HD cameras. You want to talk about an easy-to-set-up and effective system for protecting your house and your family. Blink is that. In fact, Blink is such a great product. Amazon purchased the company within the last couple of years. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. You'll save 15%. You unbox these cams, you put the batteries in, and those batteries, by the way, last up to 2 years, and then you just put the camera up wherever it is you want it. You didn't get the right angle, no problem, just move it. There's no dragging wires through walls or any of this crazy, difficult setup that you usually have with most wired camera systems. These guys make it super easy. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. There's no contracts, there's no subscriptions, and you can monitor your cams from your smartphone. It'll send you clips when something happens in front of the cams, and it's super, super easy to set up. Blinkprotect.com/FTL to save 15%. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about assault and battery and this ridiculous ordinance that's banning, apparently, people from using profanity in the streets of Myrtle Beach. But first, we go to the phones here to Virginia, where Free Market Penguin is on the line on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, Ian, Vincent, and Mike. Hey, I wanted to call about the Saudi journalist, the whole controversy that he was killed at the Saudi consulate in Turkey.
I don't know anything about it. What's the story?
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, it's been all over the news. It's a huge, major, but I know you don't follow necessarily all of it because you follow so many different kind of news stories. So I'm not surprised that I have to kind of do a recap. But it's basically that this guy was a Saudi, almost to the level of a dissident, but a major critic of the, you know, the monarchy, the autocratic rulers of Saudi Arabia, which I can't stand. Of course, we can go into that. But he had to go to Turkey. Actually, I thought he was living there, but apparently he's a Washington Post permanent resident, U.S. resident, and a Washington Post columnist, and a well-liked and important guy, like I said, a critic of the Saudi regime. And he went to the Turkish consulate, or the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. He walked in, never walked out.
Oh,
my. They've been asking him, and I've been hearing the breaking stories about this hour by hour for like 2 weeks now.
So is the idea that it was the Saudi government that murdered this man?
He walked into the consulate and never walked out, and his girlfriend was waiting for him. And they're just like, dude, you have to say what happened, and every government is pressuring Saudi like it's a huge controversy. Which is, it's funny if you think about it, because you know, of all the millions and millions of Yemenis that are suffering and dying of cholera and famine because of the filthy Saudis bombing and blockading these people's ports so food and medicine can't get in. But at the same time, people are – there's one guy, this one journalist who's an American resident, not a citizen. Like, you know, I guess people are – the politicians, U.S. politicians, Republicans, these people are just getting – finally saying this is the last straw. We are sick of the Saudis just being like spoiled child children that can get away with whatever they want. This is it. This guy just walked into your consulate, which, you know, I mean, that's supposed to be like, you know, diplomacy. It's supposed to be a kind of a sacred thing. Walked in and didn't walk out. You think everybody's just going to forget about it? And apparently they, and this is so weird, they have some evidence. So either they were bugging the consulate, or they said, I heard some random headline buried somewhere that it was, they had a recording from a smartwatch. And there's this rumor that going around unconfirmed that, the Saudis are going to make a statement where they own up to it. But Trump keeps saying that he believes they didn't do it, but they're going to own up to it and say that it was a botched, you know, thing. They had like a hit squad of 15 guys that flew in the country just to deal with this situation. So it's a real mess. I'm surprised.
I mean, as somebody who's coming into this blind, is this the guy Jamal Khashoggi? Is that him?
Khashoggi, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
no. Is it that he's like a critic of the Saudi government? Like, why are they trying to, or why did they murder him?
I never heard of it, but he was a major critic, almost to the level of a dissident. And like, the thing is, like, they blatantly, basically, he walked into his consulate to get some papers because he had to get permission, I guess, to marry a Turkish woman, and did not walk out. And they're just like expecting to get away with it. And now the rumors going around that they're going to have to be eventually pressured into admitting is that it was a botched interrogation where they were going to then, you know, they were going to get a confession out of him and, you know, render him, you know, do a rendition back to Saudi Arabia to get locked up.
Well, they rendered him, but in a kind of a different way. According to the story here, MiddleEastEye.net reports that it took 7 minutes for Jamal Khashoggi to die, a Turkish source who's listened in full to an audio recording of the Saudi journalist's last moments. He told Middle East Eye.
I don't know how they got that.
Khashoggi was dragged from the consul general's office at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and onto the table of his study next door. According to the Turkish source, horrendous screams were then heard by a witness downstairs. Quote, the consul himself was taken out of the room. There was no attempt to interrogate him. They had come to kill him, the source told Middle East Eye. The screaming stopped when Khashoggi, who was last seen entering the Saudi consulate on the 2nd of October, was injected with an as-yet-unknown substance. Salah Muhammad al-Tubaigi, who has been identified as the head of forensic evidence in the Saudi General Security Department, was one of the 15-member squad who had arrived in Ankara earlier that day on a private jet. He had began to cut Khashoggi's body up on a table in the study while he was still alive, according to the Turkish source. The killing took 7 minutes. As he started to dismember the body, Tubaigi put on earphones to listen to music. He advised other members of the squad to do the same. He is quoted as saying, according to a source, quote, when I do this job, I listen to music. You should do that too.
What do you think he listened to?
I don't have any idea.
Steeler's Wheel.
That is breaking, breaking. Like, I don't know if it's not confirmed breaking like news, though.
Yeah,
I've been hearing this by the hour.
Yeah, I just got it off the top of the Drudge Report. It was the top-linked story up there. A three-minute version of the audio tape has been given to a Turkish newspaper, Sabah, but they have yet to release it. Turkish source told the New York Times that Tubaigi was equipped with a bone saw. He's listed as the president of the Saudi Fellowship of Forensic Pathology and a member of the Saudi Association for Forensic Pathology.
Even when there were zero details, like it just seemed like this is going to be such an incredibly lurid story. I've been following it and then hearing it on the BBC at night radio, you know. It's crazy.
So, to date, Saudi officials have strongly denied any involvement with his disappearance, say he left the consulate soon after arriving. However, they've not presented any evidence to corroborate their claim and say video cameras at the consulate were not recording at the time.
Of course not. They never are.
Surprise!
They're recording going in. But
thanks,
not out.
Thanks for your call tonight, Free Market Penguins. Sounds like a sick, sick story. And, of course, you're welcome to join us. Comment, bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, we can talk about Canada. Coming up tomorrow, apparently, is the big legalization day across the entire country for cannabis.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Saudi Arabia meeting with the King and Prince to discuss the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Both the King and Prince have denied any knowledge of the disappearance, but President Trump told Fox Business if it ends up that they did know something,
It's not good.
Depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it. If they knew about it, that would be bad.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is no fan of the Saudi prince.
This guy is a wrecking ball. He had this guy murdered in a consulate in Turkey, and to expect me to ignore it, I feel used and abused.
The death toll from Hurricane Michael continues to rise as 32 people are now confirmed dead. There still are people that are missing, and missing persons reports have been filed for them. Nearly 137,000 Florida customers remain without power in the Panhandle region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind here tonight. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Ian,
Michael,
and Vincent.
Indeed. So, you can also join us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. We've actually already had a couple people call in there, so go to discord.lrn.fm and you can do that. I want to make sure you know we're doing a giveaway. And that winner for the 1.75 Zen is going to be chosen tomorrow. So you still have time to get your entry in to win some Zen. We've been giving away Zen over the last 9 or 10 weeks here on Free Talk Live. You can email Daryl at freetalklive.com, D-A-R-R-Y-L at freetalklive.com. Send your Zen address in the email, and in the subject line, you put a number between 1 and 999. And if your number is closest to the one that's been randomly selected already, then you will win the 1.75 Zen. What is Zen? It's a cryptocurrency. It's part of the Horizon platform, which used to be known as Zencash, now Horizon. You go to horizon.global to learn more. You can grab their official wallet there. You could also use Coinomi if you like. They have it. They've got Zen in there. Horizon.global, Horizen.global. Again, to get in the contest, winner's going to be chosen around noon Eastern tomorrow, so you still got a little time. Email Daryl at freetalklive.com, and in the subject line, you put a number between 1 and 999, and in the email, you put your public transparent Zen address. So there you go. Horizon.global. As we continue here, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, actually going to Anomic on the lines on our Discord, on air call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Anomic.
Hey, guys. I was calling to talk about the Teamsters and UPS recently had a contract negotiation.
Oh. And they represent.
Yeah, and UPS is a unionized delivery company, where, as I understand it, FedEx is not. Go ahead.
That's correct. And I know you guys are always talking about Amazon and that recent story with $15 an hour for them.
Oh, where Amazon raised their hourly, I guess, wage for their workers in their factories and such.
And to get an idea of our situation, our union recently negotiated $13 an hour for employees.
Oh, I take
employees
it
you're
a worker for UPS?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And so they negotiate $13 an hour for employees that are required to pay 2.5 hours of worth of wages per month to the union under, you know, the states that don't have right to work. We voted down the contract 55 to 45, and the national leadership of the Teamsters went ahead and rammed it through anyway, using some, you know, bylaws and whatnot.
So just to be clear, you're saying the people of UPS who are in this union voted down a contract proposed and the Teamsters, the heads of this union, pushed it through? Is that what happened?
Exactly. So the contract represents about 250,000 and about 95,000 people voted.
Okay.
And they used a bylaw that said if there's a participation under a certain percentage, they could override the vote. So despite the fact that we voted.
So not enough people participating in this vote meant that the administration of the Teamsters union were able to just do whatever they wanted?
That's what they're claiming. The language says if it's under 50% vote, that they can require a 2/3 majority, which we did not reach, on a final offer. And the first offer, they invoke that language, which I don't understand how a first offer can be a final offer.
Yeah. So wait a minute. How? Okay. So I guess, you know, I've never been in a union, so I don't know how everything exactly works. So the proposal was to raise the hourly rate. What else? I mean,
it was our entire contract. It had a lot of different, you know, for the audience, it's not relevant, but right. There's a lot of different factors, and we decided that we did not like the contract they negotiated. Basically,
was there something
they negotiated
in there
on
that was, like, particularly objectionable that you were like, no?
Well, that one specifically that I mentioned that they're paying $13 an hour when Amazon pays $50. And we have to pay dues to the union. And
but
we're getting
would that have been
Amazon.
A raise to $13
yeah,
from something else?
Yeah, they're currently at $10.50.
Okay.
And they switch it to $13.
Why have I heard that I remember being at a local bar here, one of the cryptocurrency accepting places here in town, and actually talking with a UPS driver who claimed he was making like 30-something bucks an hour. Is it like seniority, probably?
Yeah, the top rate driver rate is very good.
Okay.
But for that's for the starting rate for like warehouse employees, which is more comparable to Amazon.
I see. Like, so you're talking about the jobs where it's people throwing packages.
We don't throw them. We gently move
right.
them.
And so much of that's automated already, you know?
Is it?
A lot of it is. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to talk about, like, the union very strongly pushes against right to work. They push for exclusive representation. And it's interesting that a lot of my coworkers that are more of the Democrat-leaning people are now saying, you know, what can we do now that the union ignored our vote? And the answer is because you push those laws, nothing. Like, we can't replace the union. You're not allowed to use anybody but them. Like, they enacted, it's called exclusive representation.
You must
use that union, and you can't replace them. And, you know, for the people that are in the states that don't have the right to work, they don't have the option to withdraw. So you either find a new career or you stay in the union.
If you're in a state with right to work, what does that mean for you? Like, you can just say goodbye to the union and then be a non-union employee?
It's a process, but you can stop paying dues, and because they have exclusive representation, they still must represent you.
Is that a federal thing? Is the exclusive representation a federal concept?
Yeah, so they push that through because otherwise, you know, the company could say, hey, you can join this other union and we'll pay you $5 more, and, you know, they could break up the union that way.
So what happens when the contract expires then?
It already expired, and we're working under an extension currently. So it expired in August, I believe.
Just
we're still working.
The contract expired, but you still can't form another union or just tell the union to go away.
Correct. So that's what the cronyism is they, you know, go with the government and pass those laws. And there you can withdraw and replace the union, and it's like years-long process. But basically, they have themselves entrenched to where there's nothing you can do with them. And then at this point, though, there's people that have been hardcore, you know, we need this, get rid of right to work and all that. And now I'm hearing them say, you know, what can we do? And there's no accountability because you can't, you know, you can't take your dues from them.
Right.
They get
there's
them
no,
no matter
flexibility,
what.
Right? There's no ability to make your own decision in a marketplace of labor organization. There is no marketplace for labor organization because of this exclusivity that you're talking about. That's really
exactly.
Unfortunate.
But I do want to plug real quick, because all my coworkers are going to hear this. Do write your locals and encourage them to put some pressure on the national level. It's kind of like state and federal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk to your locals and try and get them to put whatever pressure they can on the national.
Locals
to,
are like the local Teamsters?
Yeah, it's like each like you know, city has their own meeting hall. And it's not a finished process at this point, but like we're doing what we can.
Wow. Hey, thanks for sharing that story with us tonight, because I don't, you know, like I said, I've never been involved with a union. I had no idea what, you know, how difficult the processes were, and it sounds like they are really entrenched and that you basically have essentially no ability to have any kind of input. Like you said, if there's less than 50% that vote in this case, then the votes are completely irrelevant to whoever the administrators are.
44% turnout is good turnout.
You would think.
I think.
You would think.
And do you have a guess what the name of our union president is?
I have no idea.
Jimmy Hoffa Jr.
Oh, my.
Thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks, guys.
I appreciate the story. He's there on our Discord on-air call-in lines, and you could be on there as well and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm to join us there. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, whether you want to weigh in on unions or free speech bans, like in Myrtle Beach, where apparently profanity in certain circumstances has been banned. Also, the good news coming out of Canada, and I would say it's
good news.
Relatively. Yeah, it's relatively good, and we'll get into that because Vincent, you're actually originally from Canada. And so we'll talk about that coming up. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us, 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in a box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print 5 copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10/2018.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome, 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, !!! 1985.
Knew it. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Discord over at our Discord server. Go to discord.lrn.fm. The top three rooms on our Discord are the on-air call-in lines. And you can jump in there and we will join you and you'll get on the air and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. In the studio, by the way, it's me, Ian.
Michael.
And Vincent.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue, we'll take more of your calls and thoughts. We go to Jim. He's in Vermont watching us on our Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, and thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Wanted to say I saw your panel discussion at the blockchain conference last week.
Oh,
I really enjoyed everything you had to say.
Were you there in real life, or did you see it on YouTube?
Yeah, I was streaming it on YouTube, but I really enjoyed it. One thing I did have a question about was a little unclear to me, why you weren't wearing a shirt during the whole thing.
Well, I actually was wearing a shirt during that. Maybe you were fantasizing that I wasn't.
Hey, Vincent, can you pop that shirt off? We could celebrate Topless Tuesday.
Oh, sure thing. Hold on.
Wait a minute. You got to get him to pay you for that, Vincent.
Well, let's see how. Well, not through via the Twitch.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
We can't ask for money because that's like, yeah, that's true.
That's many people will think I'm underage, but probably the feds will bust in here again.
I think he wants you to take both shirts off.
Both shirts.
That's the thing. Is that right,
Jim? Yeah,
let's
get them off.
All right.
Yeah.
You're actually going
to
do it?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if this was a violation of Twitch rules.
I need you to breathe into my ear.
You're not trying to get us banned from Twitch, are you, Jim?
No. I wouldn't do that to you guys.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Thanks for the call, man. And by the way, I appreciate the compliment. He's referring to the panel discussion that we had last week at the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference, where it was me, Derek J. Freeman, Daryl Perry, and Chris Reitman. So basically, four hosts of Free Talk Live talking about the Wow. Okay, you actually did give him a little flash there, Vincent. Anyway, it was us talking about why New Hampshire is the crypto mecca, the place for people who are into cryptocurrency to actually come to and use it in real life. You can buy things in real life. I just actually had lunch today at a local barbecue food truck called Hot Hogs. I paid for that with Dash. And the day before that, I bought something else with crypto, and I'm frequently using cryptocurrency in real life. And so we kind of went through, it was an hour-long panel, we went through some of the reasons why New Hampshire is very, very special and very unique when it comes to not only spending crypto in real life, but some of the other cool things that we've got going on here, like the cryptocurrency protection legislation that came about within the last couple of years as well. So if you want to check that video out, it's been on Freekeen's YouTube channel for a couple of days. I just haven't taken the time to blog about it yet. So I will be posting that on freekeen.com. But if you want to see it sooner rather than later, it's already there on our YouTube. We can continue. You can take control of the airways here. Let's go to, we got Evange Liberty. He's on the line on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Evange Liberty.
How are you this evening?
Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
All right. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so before I go on, I want to give a quick shout-out to our good buddy James Witt. He always sends me a message on Discord every time I call in, either here or to Vincent's show. And
all right,
just
we generally don't do shout-outs on Free Talk Live, just as a general rule. And I certainly don't want people shouting out to the one person who's been banned from the show. So it's not really fair, you know, to bring somebody up who is not able to actually call in. So,
wasn't Dave Grady also banned from the show?
He was for a period of time. Our bans are always temporary to give people the opportunity to, you know, behave themselves in the future.
That's good. That's nice.
I'd love to hear from Dave again. Sorry about that, Evange Liberty.
No,
were you
no,
calling
you
for
no,
an actual...
It was,
like,
yeah,
topic?
Sorry about that. I will keep that in mind for next time. I just know I'm going to get a message from him, I figured I'd say hi.
Just keep those private between you and him, because usually they involve threats and stuff by him. So anyway, go ahead.
So I owe you an apology. For the last 10 months, I have rolled my eyes every single time you have brought up Facebook. Because we're like, okay, we get it. He's off Facebook. He quit Facebook, whatever.
Yeah.
We get it. But then this past week, and I don't know if y'all have covered this or not, but there was that big
Facebook purge.
Did you hear about it was like 800 pages.
Yeah, we covered that in detail on Friday night. Spent a good chunk of the show, probably most of it.
Yeah, you got interviewed by RT over it.
That's true. I did.
Figure since you're talking about like free speech stuff, like that to me is just, I mean, cop block, all those pages that I followed are gone.
Yeah.
And been saying it. You've been saying it and I haven't been listening. So I apologize for that.
You don't have to apologize for having an opinion and then, you know, changing it. I mean, there's nothing inherently wrong with using Facebook. It's just, you know, I've been a critic of it since before I quit it. I had been trying to whittle myself down off of it for a period of a couple of years.
You mean wean yourself off of it?
I think whittle down is fine.
A whittle is what you do to a block of wood.
Yeah.
Wean when you slowly
true.
Remove
it's better.
Your
you're probably right. Wean's probably a better word.
I'm sorry, it's the copy editor in me.
But I had been weaning myself down off of it and, you know, had ended up stopping using the notifications, which were a huge addiction for me on Facebook. I cut out their app years ago. I uninstalled that from my phone a long time ago. And so it was sort of like this process of disconnecting from it. In January of this year, I stopped using it. I still had my account, but I stopped using it. And then in August of this year, I finally went in and deactivated the account. So now I have not, you know, even if there's something that needs to get done on Facebook, like there's a Free Talk Live amplifier group on there still, and every now and then we'll get a new amplifier that would like to be added to that group, I will just have somebody else take care of it. I used to kind of just take care of that, so I'd log in every once in a while to do that task, and I'd log right out, and I wouldn't do anything else. But it was an addiction for me, and it was a huge time sink. But, you know, people should be able to spend their time on the things they want to spend their time on. I mean, it could be entertaining at times to be on Facebook, so I don't blame people for using it. You certainly don't owe me an apology.
For me, it's one of those things where I kind of have to do it for my job. I run social media accounts for small businesses in the area. That's part of what I do. If I didn't have that, I would quit it myself, honestly. Mm.
So you're in there administering other people's pages on their behalf as part of your job. Is that right?
That is correct.
Gotcha. Cool.
If I didn't have to do that, I've been wanting to get away from it for a while myself, honestly.
Well, here's the trick, right? So, like, when you go in for the job, do you find yourself getting distracted, or are you able to go in, get the job done, and then log out? Or are you, like, noticing your feed and then interacting with things on it, or checking some groups that aren't, you know, doesn't really have to do with your job? Do you get distracted?
So I get distracted by, like, a car driving past the house. But, it's both and. Like, I go on, I get the job done, and next thing you know, I've wasted an hour just scrolling.
Jesus. You know, let me tell you this. After the Facebook purge last week, I personally, I started the process of getting myself off of Facebook.
Really?
I deleted a bunch of my Facebook pages. Left a whole bunch of groups. I started unfollowing some pages, and we'll see how it goes. Probably in the next few weeks or a month or two, I probably will be gone from Facebook.
Excellent.
I also posted on there that I probably would not be posting much anymore, and to go find me on Minds or MeWe or Liberdon.
Right, that's what I did, was I put up a notice earlier this year on my page that said, here's where I went. If you want to still, like, follow me, for a while my posts from Twitter were syndicating to Facebook, and eventually Facebook, they like to change how their system works, so they'll break linkage that, like, outside websites that are trying to help you use Facebook more efficiently or, you know, disconnect from it to some extent. They'll just break. So, like, the Twitter linkage was completely broken.
Yeah, I had that problem with Pork411.
Yeah.
Facebook used to have an embedded MP3 player when I would syndicate, when someone called into Pork411.
Which is a voicemail system for activists.
I'd send the MP3 to Facebook. It would post on the page, but it'd have an embedded MP3 player. And mm-hmm. they got rid of the MP3 player, and in July...
So now you can still link to an MP3.
I can still link to an MP3, but they have to go click through to get it. In July, they removed the ability for Port411 to post at all.
Yeah, same thing with Twitter. And it was just like, at that point, I'm like, I'm not going to spend whatever time it takes to figure out how to make this work again. It's just not worth my while. So at that point, you know, I just figured, all right, we'll just have my notice up there, and that'll be the last thing that's ever there. Hey, thanks for your story, Evange Liberty. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. There's more coming up. We've got hour number two next. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.